Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Mem Tes. As we continue and we get into the last full daf here in the seventh parak of Maseches Yuma, and we in the Oz V'Hadar, we're on Mem Dal Adam Abeis, and we are discussing, if you remember, the different opinions about the order of certain avodos, the ayel, the rams, and the seir. We mentioned there's a whole set of Karbonos Musaf, the Musafin that takes place. They have the seven sheep, and we have the Ayil, and we have the Seir, the different days. So the last day, we had a machlokas about exactly one detail. And according to one of the opinions, the way Rish Lakish explained it, well, this is how it goes, because this is the Pashup Shot of the Psukim. Right? That was the last, one of the last comments that Rish Lakish made towards the end of yesterday's shir, where he said, my taima, you go back a couple of lines, V'yatzav asa, so lasov es ola sa'am. Right, he goes out and does his ola and the ola of the and what is that said after? The elov, ela right, so the pashup shot, that's what we follow. So now the Gemara says what we're up to. Uba Aharon, that's what we're up to. Uba Aharon, Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains, this is going to ask on that, the previous line that we said, oh, you always go by the pashup shot, but one second. Uba Aharon, elo amoed, Aharon comes back in. Mehechan ba, where was he coming from? Bikriyas Aparsha. The Pashat, he comes from the laning. We know the special laning that we spoke about. Where's he going? He's going back in. Well, why is he going back in? He's not just going back in. If you look in the psukim, it sounds like he's going back in to take off his clothes. He's not just going to take off his, he wouldn't go back into the heichal to change his clothes. That has to be something he's doing. So it must be, what else is he going to do there? What's left to be done to take out the kaf and the machta from the Kodesh Kadashim? So that's what we assume. So how could you say that the previous avodah was done after that, right? Ksiv, the next pasuk says, V'yatzava asa es ola sov es ola sa'am. Right? And the next pasuk says, that's when he does his ola and ola sa'am. Adam or hachin, and you said that? Meaning, according to what we just said, was that, according to this day, was that he does the ola and the ola sa'am before the hotzah sakafa hamachta. But if you look in the pashup shot of the psukim, it's done afterwards, right? So that's the question. If you say that it's all going on the pashup shot of the psukim, that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, you're right. Really, if you take the pashup shot of the psukim, it should be, in the order that you just suggested in the question. But the Gemara says, well, okay, now Rabbi Yochanan, we have a misora. The Rabbi Yochanan says, hakol modim hotzos hakafa machta shulachar tamisha ben arbayim. Everybody agrees that the hotzos hakafa machta is after the Tamish Ben Arbayim. Tamish Ben Arbayim, if you remember, is the pole. Right? All karbanos, besides the Karban Pesach, which we spoke about in Psachim, all karbanos, all avoda was basically done between the Tamish Shachar and the Tamish Ben Arbayim. But there's even an Is, Mitzvah Aseh, it's called Aseh Tahashlama, that we have to do everything in between. So this is an exception, though. But everybody agrees that the Kohen Gadol goes back into the Kodesh Kadashim to get the Kaf and the Machta out, that's afterwards. Because that's not really an avoda. That's finishing up. But it's not an avodah, it's not a carbon that we're bringing. And therefore, he could do it even afterwards. That's the exception. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, kol aparsha ksuva ala seder chutz mizu. Right? This is the only thing. If you read the psukim, according to this opinion in the Gemara, really everything goes by how the psukim are written. You have to add in, like, what some psukim refer to. But you can't explain it as it's all pshuto shel mikra, straightforward as it's written keseder, but except for this pasuk, the hotzos hakafa machta was not done earlier; it was done it was done later. Remember, the Gemara says in Yevamis in the Bavli, the Ramban picks up on this lashon. The Gemara says in Yevamis chav dalad amad aleph amar Rava af agav de bechala Torah kula ina mikriyosim midei pshuto. Even though we know that in all of Torah, the pasuk does not go out of its pashup shot. There's one exception to the rule. But the Ramban points out, the Pasuk doesn't say, Ein ha-mikra ela pshuto. The Pasuk says, Ein ha-mikra yotze midei pshuto. Meaning, there's always a pashup shot. And then there's an additional level of many different additional levels of interpretation. The Pasuk Gemara doesn't say that you can only believe in pashup shot. No, we believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Ein ha-mikra yotze midei pshuto is that there's always a message for the pshat. Right? Why does it say that Reuven slept with Bilhah? Why does it say that Vayishkav? It says that even though the Torah Shebaal Peh says that nobody says that he did that, he just switched the beds, right? But it says that he uses that pasuk. Torah Shebaal Peh doesn't have to teach us the severity of the act. The pasuk pshat is always meant to teach us something. But the Ramban says it's ein ha-mikra yotze midei pshuto. It doesn't say ela pshuto. So therefore, there's always different levels of interpretation. But the Gemara here says that everybody agrees that this pasuk is written out of order. So you'll have to figure out why is that? Why is that written out of order? Again, in a even if we say ein muktam u'mu'uchar b'Torah, right? We have a machloko sometimes between Rashi and the Ramban, but the Egel and the Mishkan. Even though we say that, but the Gemara says in Psachim, but in one inyan, of course, he's a muktam u'mu'uchar. Vayadaber Hashem Moshe Leimar. Oh, you don't, doesn't mean it. It really should mean Leimar, Vayadaber Moshe Hashem. No, of course not. Right? If it's within one inyan, it is, there is a seder, muktam and mu'uchar in the Torah. So here you would say that too. Here, lechari, you would use that rule, but this is an exception to that rule. Exception to that rule that this pasuk should be said, should be understood, not being in that place. Again, it's a pashup shot of the pasuk, just the order of how the pasuk is expressed, is different. By the way, the one exception to the rule, what does the Gemara say there? Yavamis chavdalid. What is the one exception to the rule that there, it's not pshat? Habachar asher teled. Habachar asher teled yakim hashem achiv ames. The son that will be born, right, by Yibum will be called after the uncle. You don't have to, there's no mitzvah chiv to call the son after the name of the dead uncle. But that's the pshat that's referring, Habachar is referring to really the oldest brother who does Yibum, not the child. Okay. So we continue. Says the Gemara. So what we say that this pasuk is the only one that's written out of Seder. Amar Rabbi Yosa. Oh, the Amar Allah Seder. Rabbi Yosa says, no, I could say the pasuk is referring to something else. And then you could say that it is written all in order. Right? You're saying that, oh, it has to be referring to the Hotzas HaKafa HaMachta, and therefore it's out of order. I could give you a different pshat of the pasuk, and according to that pshat, it would be written in order. Right? Meaning what? Uba Aaron Eloah Moed. What do we think that meant? Oh, he comes back in to do the Hotzas HaKafa HaMachta. Maybe not. It just says he goes back in. Doesn't say what he does. So maybe this is just a general rule, says Rabbi Yosa, that it's referring to what we have discussed, referring to when he goes in and he goes out, whenever he changes any type of agadim, he washes his hands and feet. Maybe that's what the pasuk's referring to. Where is he coming from? Mikidish Rishon. From the sanctification of his hands and feet. The first time, that's by the Levisha. Shahaya biyado. Ula'ana hu olech. Lekidish achron. And he's going in and he's going out. It's just a reference to the, he has to wash his hands and feet whenever he puts on clothing and whenever he takes off clothing. Levisha emshita. Maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to. So the Gemara says, Amar Bimana Kumi Rav Yosi, Lamali Anan Amrin Chus Mikidash Achron. What is that question? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Where in the pasuk do you see a reference to the kiddush? Right, to take it, they have to wash your hands when you take off the clothing. It says Uba Elo Amo when you go in. Okay, then you can say you go in and you're gonna have to wash your hands. But where do you see in the pasuk that? That it's also referring to washing when you take off the clothes. The pshita and the levisha, right? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Lama lo afkis kiddush achron de hechi yalfis mehai kra beemes the gam lepshita tzara kiddush. What do you know from this pasuk? So the Gemara says you know from the following. Amar le shan yehi dechsiv uba. Skip the next word. Upashes bigdei abad. He goes and takes off his linen clothing. She'ein tam olamar asher lavash. The pasuk says he takes off the linen clothing that he was wearing. Obviously, that he was wearing. Right? What else? What other clothes is he taking off? What clothes that he wasn't wearing? So those two words are extra. V'chi alas al daitenu klum hu poshet elamashu lovesh. Obviously, he takes off only clothes that he's wearing. Imkein lama nemar asher lavash. What's the emphasis of that he's wearing? That he takes off the clothes that he's wearing, hikish pshita lelevisha, to compare the putting on the clothes each time he puts on a special clothes on Yom Kippur to taking off the clothes. Ma levisha bekidish yadayim raglayim, just like when he puts on clothes, after he puts on his clothes, he washes his hands and feet, lekavid the new clothing. Pshita bekidish yadayim raglayim, so too when he takes off the clothes, he washes his hands and feet. As we said earlier, remember this machlokas tanoim, whether the both washings are lekavid the previous clothes before and after he puts it on, or it goes with the new clothes that he puts on. So that's the machlokas. But either way, what does the Gemara say? According to Rabbi Yosa, that maybe the psukim are written in order, because maybe this pasuk is not referring to the Hotzas HaKafa HaMachta, but it's just referring to the washing, the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar goes back and says, maybe not. Maybe I could give you. This is going back to the previous daya. No, the pasuk is referring to Hotzas HaKafa HaMachta, right? And therefore the pasuk is written out of order. But I'll give you a different shot to what Asher Lavash is teaching me, right? The two extra words of Asher Lavash, which we just said, is teaching me to compare the Levisha and the Pshita. Maybe there's a different din that Asher Lavash is teaching me. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Yesh lecha avoda acheres shu ovda bebigdei lavan. Right? He takes off the clothing that he wore, but it means that he had worn earlier. And this is a reference to the fact that there are two times that he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. Because it doesn't say that explicitly in the Torah. But here's the remez. He takes off the clothes, Asher Lavash, doesn't mean that he was wearing right then. It means that he had worn earlier. Meaning this is the second time that he's taking off his white begadim. So it's a reference to the fact that he goes in twice. Yesh lecha avoda acheres shu ovda bebigdei lavan ve'eza zu hotzos hakafa amachta. So it's a reference to going in twice. Again, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush to say that he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim purely to take out the shovel. And you might say that let him just stay in there until it finishes burning and then I'll take it out. But he doesn't. He comes out, he goes in later. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hakol modim, botzos kav amachta shu la'achar tamas shebin arbayim. Rabbi Yochanan, that's exactly the point, that everybody agrees to this halacha, that the botzos kav amachta is done much later, so he goes in twice, and this is a reference, the Asher Lavash is a reference to that. Period. Okay, last section before the Mishnah. V'lama bibigdei lavan. This is the last few lines of our Gemara about Avodas Yom Kippurim, right, that we've been on for a couple of months. What is the message of Big Day Lavan? So this is not asking of why does he wear Big Day Lavan and not the Big Day Zahav into the Kodesh Kodashim. That we're going to get to a little bit later. But why does he have to wear Big Day Lavan when he goes in, Pnei Moshe understands this question, when he goes in to take out the shovel, the kaf of the machta? That's not really an avoda. Let him wear his own clothes. What does he have to wear the Big Day Lavan for? V'lavan Big Day Lavan. Amar Rebchiya Barabba, Kisheres Shalmalan, Kach Sheres Shalmatan. A mysterious line in the Gemara. Just like the service up above in heaven, so too the service down below. What does that mean? The Malachim are doing the Avodah Yom Kippurim. The Malachim are doing Avodah upstairs when we're doing Avodah downstairs. So, Mala Malan, just like up above, Gavriel HaMalach, Vish Echad Betocham Lavush Madim, just like Gavriel HaMalach is wearing special clothes upstairs, right, the Karban Eda, Shel Malachei Ashares HaMishamshin Barakia. Right, the Malachim that are doing Avoda upstairs. So, Aflamatan Ksonas Bar Kodesh Yilbash. So, the Kohen Gadol has to wear these linen begadim because that's what the Malachim are described as doing. We parallel the Malachim. Just look at davening. Right, just look at that. Look at Kedusha. Right, we just don't think about what Kedusha means. But what does Kedusha mean? Nekadesh HaShemcha Ba'olam. We should sanctify Hashem. Kishem Shemakdishim Oso Bishrei Marom. Like they are sanctifying him upstairs, the Malachim. Kakosuv al Yanaviyecha, v'karazeh, and they are calling. We are describing what the Malachim are doing. V'karazeh alzeh, kadosh, kadosh, barakavod. That's mimicking the Malachim. So a lot of what we do is we stand with our feet together during Shemona Esrei, right? Because the Malachim have one foot, whatever that means, right? Ragleim regel yishara, the pasuk says. So have one foot. So again, we mimic the Malachim upstairs when we daven. So here too, there's an avoda that the Malachim are even doing on Yom Kippur, right? These are we had earlier. Where else did we have Malachim in this Masechta, right? So Malachim, even the Malachim are not allowed to be in the Kodesh Kodashim when the Kohen Gadol goes in, right? And that was the question we asked about how Shimon HaTzadik knew, and there was somebody, the Malach that accompanied him. What do you mean? There's nobody in the Kodesh Kodashim b'shas avoda. The Meshech Chachma, if you remember, I think we mentioned this a while ago. He points out that we find Shira by Malachim, singing. Malachim sing all the time, right? But we don't find Tefillah by Malachim. Malachim don't daven, right? Davening is a human thing, right? Is a Tefillah, right? Malachim can sing, but they can't Tefillah. Tefillah is a reflection of something lacking. That's how Tefillah has to be looked at. We're lacking something, and therefore we need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim don't lack anything. Malachim are perfect. They're created and they're omdim. They're not holchim. They're there. They're created. The same Michal HaMalach that existed in the days of Avram Avinu exists now. It's the same, right? The same Gavriel, the same Malachim, exist. So that's why they don't have any tefillah. But they don't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. They only connect through Shira. Okay. Says the next Mishnah. Kohen Gadol Mishamish Bishmona Kalim Vehedyo Barba. The Kohen Gadol wears eight Big Day, Kohen Gadol. And the Hedyo wears four. Wears four. What I'm going to list them. It's interesting the formulation of, you might say that the Kohen Gadol wears the same four of the Kohen Hedyo plus four. It doesn't say that. It says eight. as if even the four of the Kohen Hedyot have special status when the Kohen Gadol wears them. We discussed in the past the status of Kohen Gadol, right? Is the Kohen Gadol a super Kohen Hedyot, an expanded Kohen Hedyot, or is it a qualitative jump? Right, we said maybe that was the Ibaya, the Gemara Maseches Menachos discusses. If a Kohen, the first time he does the Avodah, he's so amazingly precocious that we decide that he's going to be the Kohen Gadol, right, when he starts, the first day he does the Avodah is the Kohen Hedyot. He's 13 years old, but we've been waiting for this, for years. And he's beginning to be, how many Karbanos does he bring for his Minchas Chinuch? He has to bring a Minchas Chinuch. He has to bring a Minchas Chinuch the first day he does the Avodah, and the Kohen Gadol brings a Minchas Chinuch every day. He brings one, two, three. So we discussed that in that context. So 8 and 4. Biksonas umichnasayim bimitznefes uba avnet. Right, we have the ksonas, the shirt, and the michnasayim, the pants. Bimitznefes, the hat, the avnet, and the, I think the fancy English word is the sash, but it's like a belt, it's like a gartel. Right, those are the four that he shares with the Kohen, that he shares with the Kohen Hedyot. And then the four, most of all, love Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, the extra ones that he has, Choshen, the Ephod, Umil, Vitzitz. The Choshen, on his chest, he wears the Choshen with the stones. The Ephod is the apron. The apron is connected. It holds up the Choshen. It has two shoulder straps, or it has the Avnei Shoham on the shoulders, and then it connects to the Choshen. Umil, and the long coat made out of pure Tcheles. That's a lot of snails, right? That's the Me'il. And the Tzitz. And the tzitz is on the golden tzitz on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. So these are the eight. There is an interesting discussion, of the mitznefes. If you look in the Torah, the hat of the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol is a different word is used. Migba'as and mitznefes. So does that mean it was two different words, two different, things? Or was it the same thing? Look in, all the Rishonim discuss this. Rashi seems to say in Shmos that it was the same. It's just called something different. Look in Tosfos in a few places. Gittin, I'll read it from Sukkah. Sukkah, Daf Hey, Amud Aleph. Tosfos discusses, the Gemara there is talking about the tzitz. And then the Tosfos wonders that the mitzvah, it's called the mitzvah, it's called the mikbas. Elavadai, says Tosfos. Mishunos hayu zumizu. They were different. They were different. The shel Kohen Hedyot gedola mishel Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Hedyot's hat was bigger than the Kohen Gadol's hat. Why? Shatzitz hayadocha osa v'chein atfilin. The Kohen Gadol has to have enough room for the tzitz and the tfilin on his forehead. So his hat can't go over his whole head because he's got to have some room for the tzitz and the tfilin. Other Kohanim, they need room for the tfilin, but they don't need room for the hat, for the tzitz. So that's why Tosfos says, doesn't describe more, he just says it has different sizes. We learned in the first parak in Yuma, the big day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur are, according to one day, right, the Kohen Gadol, right, we're going to learn this again, but we learned that the Kohen Gadol's big day lavan could not be used again for a different Yom Kippur. Right, the big day Kohen Gadol, the big day Lavan, the Hinicham Sham, they had to be put into Geniza, according to one opinion. The other opinion says, a Kohen Hedyot could use them. A Kohen Hedyot, because it's the same begadim. So Kohen Hedyot could use them. But wait a second, Tosfos says, according to what I just said, the hats were different. So how could there be an opinion that the Kohen Hedyot could use the Kohen Gadol's, yeah, that must have been a big, exciting, according to that opinion, there's a Kohen Hedyot out there that could wear the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kadashim. Who wouldn't want that? Who wouldn't want that? So, but as Tosfos, but if the hats were different, how could that opinion say that? So the Tosfos says, yeah, it means the other ones besides the hat. It means the other three begadim. Okay, Tosfos holds on to his shita that it was different. But other Rishonim, very interestingly, have different opinions. Maybe it was the same, but it was just worn differently. And that's why it's Mikbas and Mitznefes. The fact that it was worn differently, that itself gives it a different name. Look at the Rambam and the Ravid. They all discussed this issue in Klei HaMikdash, in the 8th parak. Parakhes of Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says, HaMitznefes HaMura Ba'aron, Hu HaMikbas HaMura Ba'banav. Same thing. Ela Shakoin Gadol Tsonef Ba, Kamisha Lofef Al HaShever, Ubanav Tsonfin Bak Bikova. The Rambam seems to say that the Kohen Gadol used to wear the hat like a turban. used to like wrap it on top of his head, and it was wrapped, while the other Kohanim just wore it like a hat. Maybe they didn't wrap it. Maybe they wrapped it beforehand and then they put it on. They didn't wrap it once it was on the head. That's the Rambam. It's just different how it was worn. And the Ravid says, Ani Omer es ein maaseu shozek maaseu shozek. No, I think it was different. I think it was made differently, right? Is it made like its turban and hats were made differently, says the Ravid. And the Rambam said, no, it was made the same thing. It was just worn differently. Interesting discussion about mitznefes and migbas. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, Be'elu nishalim be'ur metumim. You have to wear, the Kohen Gadol has to wear all these big day kahuna, gedola, in order to be asked the Ur Metumim. Ur Metumim, right, we know, what was the Ur Metumim? Very unclear. What exactly was it? Rashi, Ramban, many Rishonim say it was a cloth with Hashem's name that was put between the folds of the Choshen. Right? That's what we're used to. But the others, the Ksava Kabbalah suggests that the Rambam never describes what the Ur Metumim was. So the Ksava Kabbalah suggests, according to the Rambam, the Ur Metumim was the Choshen. It was the Choshen with the Avanim. It wasn't something different. That's what it was. It was also called the Ur Metumim. But either way, you have to wear all the begadim to ask a question of the Ur Metumim. Ve'inishalom bohen lo hedyot el lamelech v'lebezdin. L'mishet zorach hatzibur bo. You can't ask the Ur Metumim private individual questions. Right? It will only be asked by the king, the bezdin, or somebody that the tzibur needs. Good. And a few times in Tanakh, we know that the Ur Metumim was used, right? Famously by Eli and Chana. And the Gruz thought about Shikora, Kishera. Maybe we'll talk about that. What's the symbolism of the Kohen Gadol wearing eight? What's the symbolism of him wearing eight? The Karban Eda points out, even though in a few lines we're going to say, what do you mean? Each one of the Begadim symbolically achieves Kapara. So what do you mean? It's eight because you need all of those. The Alvagav, the Masak, the Kaman, Shikul, and Bon, the Kapara, Mikomakam, Hachi, Gashalai. This is the Gemara's question. Yishamish, Kohen, Hedyot, Bedal, Liv, Kohen, Gadol, Bedal, and Hanusavim, Lachud. Why can't, let the other Kohanim wear four, and the Kohen Gadol should only have to wear his extra four. Why does it formulate it as eight? So, Rechananya, Chevron, Durabban, and Amar, Keneged, Amila, Shilashmona, Yamim. 8 big day Kohen Gadol somehow connect to the 8 days of Bris Mila. Al Shem Brisi Haisa Ito. As the Pasuk says in Malachi, there's a whole parak about Kohanim. My Bris is with him. With him? With him is reference to the Kohen Gadol. Right? So there's a connection between Bris Mila and Kohuna Gadola. The Meshachachma also, just to mention, Mar Makom, the Meshachachma in Achremos talks about this connection between Bris Mila. He quotes our Yerushalmi. Quotes a Yerushalmi, and he also discusses Bizos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. Bizos, and there's a pasuk by Bris Mila, it also uses the word Zos, right? And therefore the Bizos Brisi Asher Tishmoru. There's a connection between the Bris Mila and Yom Kippur. Mibnei Ma'in, Meshamech, Mibig Dezav. See, here's the kasha that we're familiar with from Rosh Hashanah Chavav in the Bavli. Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol wear the Big Day Kohen Zahav in the Kodesh Kadashim? So our Yerushalmi has 2 or even 3 suggestions, right? We're just familiar with the one. Number one, Mibnei HaGaiva. Gaiva, he's going to wear these golden begadim in the Kodesh Kadashim. In the Kodesh Kadashim, don't show off, right? Don't show off in the Kodesh Kadashim. Mibnei HaGaiva, he wears simple linen begadim when he goes in, the white begadim. Amar of Simon, Al Shem, Al Tishader Lefnei Melech. Right? Don't glorify yourself. Lefnei Melech. In front of the Melech, that means close to the Melech in the Kodesh Kadashim. Number one. Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, number two, as we have discussed, Shein Kategar Nasa Sanegar. Right? The prosecutor, can't be the same, representative as the defense attorney. Etmol Ksiv Bohem Vayasulam Elohe Zav. Yesterday you made an Egel. Vyachshav Omedu Meshamish Big Day Zav. And today you're doing Big Day Zav. So the gold reminds Hashem Kaviyachol of the Egel. And therefore, it cannot be used. What about the Aron? What about the Kruvim? So he said, it's just, you can't do the Avoda. You can't do the Avoda, with that. Good. Tani, Rebbe, and we mentioned also the weeks ago, the Maharal and the other Achronim that say, unless you're doing it L'Shem, right? By the Parsha Shmini, Aaron HaKohen gave a par to be Mechaper for the Egel. So if it's mamish, you're using the item that you sinned with to do kapara, then that's okay. But Yom Kippur really is not directly connected to the Chet HaEgel. That's why it just happens to be, and that's why it's going to remind Hashem, and it's a problem. Tani Rebbe Chiya. According to the Meshech Chachma, there in Achrei Mos, this is the third answer. It's the third reason why the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the big days of into the Kodesh Kadashim. Again, number one, so he doesn't go to his head. Number two, Ein Kateka Nasa Saneker. Number three, Tani Rebbe Chiya. Ulevesham, if you switch around the words of Ulevesham, if you switch around the letters, Ubalusham, they shall become worn out there. Right? Ubalusham are the same letters as Ulevesham. Ubalusham meaning Sham Hayu Gnuzim. There in the Beis HaMikdash, you gotta leave those big day, the begadim. Sham Hayu Markivin, there it gets rotted. You cannot use these begadim that he wears into the Kodesh Kadashim for the next Yom Kippur. Meaning, if the Kohen Gadol, the Meshech Chachma says, if the Kohen Gadol would have worn the big day Zav into the Kodesh Kadashim, you'd have to bury those and get new ones every year. So that would be too hard. That would be too expensive. Says the Meshech Chachma, you know how hard it is to find those 12 stones? Right? It's hard enough. Remember by Dama ben Nesina, they had to get the stone and it cost so much money. It would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chasam Amon and Shal Yisrael. So whatever begadim you are in, so that's why we didn't wear the big days of inside, because whatever we wear inside, we're not going to be able to use again. That's why only the big day Lavan were worn inside and not the big day Zahav. So that's what the Meshech Chachma says. Yitachain. Again, he's suggesting that this is not just another statement in the Gemara, but it's a third answer. The Mishani Shalachin lo tziv satara l'shamish big day Zahav. Kiman shakein l'chol yom ha-kipur ma'yitzuichan big day Zahav ha-cherim. Atorah chazam monash ha-Yisrael uveprat ha-avanim shlohayu masigim osam rak bakoshi k'mon da'amru b'dama ben Nesina. So that's why that's his suggestion. Good. Tani Rabbi Dosa. So Rabbi Dosa, this is the other opinion I alluded to before. Rabbi Dosa Omer Kishir Mehem LeKohen Hedyo. A Kohen Hedyo could use the big day Kahuna Gedola of these four. He could use it. You don't have to bury it. He could use it. Tani Rabbi Omer Shtei Tshuvas Badava. Rabbi says, I think that's wrong. How can you say that a Kohen Hedyo could use the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol? Two problems with that. Achas b'big day Kohen Gadol. One is an issue with the big day Kohen Gadol. What does that mean? The Mefarshim explain. Malin makodesh v'lo moridin. Malin, what, the Kohen Gadol wore these begadim, and now the Kohen Hedyo is going to wear it. That's a violation of Malin makodesh. It's a violation of those begadim. So number one, that's the first problem. That's the problem with the big day Kohen Gadol. The achas b'big day Kohen Hedyo. And then there's another problem of big day Kohen Hedyo, meaning it's not the same. It's not the same begadim. But there's a machlokes, that's what this line is alluding to, of the avnate. Is the avnate, the belt, the sash, is that gartel, right? It's not, Rebbe says it's not the same for the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. So how can you say that the Kohen Hedyot could use the Kohen Gadol's begadim? It's not the same. Forget the hat, which is a machlokes we've shown him. The avnate is a machlokes explicitly in the Gemara, and that's what Rebbe is holding. So that's why Rebbe asks on Rebbe Dosa two problems. Number one, Malan Makosh Velo Moridin. Number two, it's a different belt. Tani, the Gemara clarifies. Lo Nechluku Rebbe or Lazar Reb Shimon. Rebbe who says the belts were different. Rebbe and Lazar Reb Shimon don't argue. Alav Neto Shal Kohen Gadol Biyamaki Purim Shushal Butz. The Avne, the belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was for sure made out of linen. Made out of Butz. V'al Shayim Mos Hashana Sheish Bo Kilayim. And the rest of the year, the belt of the Kohen Gadol was made out of Kilayim. Shatnis. Alman echleku, and the point of this discussion is, al avneto shel kohen hedyo. The machlokas was, what was the avneto of the kohen hedyo made of? She Rebbe Omer Yesh Bo Kelayim. Rebbe says it has Kelayim. And that's why Rebbe says it's not the same as the Kohen Gadol's on Yom Kippur. Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon Omer Ein Bo Kelayim. Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon says, no, there is no Kelayim in it. Therefore, it's the same as the Kohen Gadol's on Yom Kippur. And that's why Rebbe Dosa didn't have that problem. Period. Rebbe Yaakov Baracha, Rebbe Yevo B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, Taima de Rebbe. How does Rebbe know that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot has Kilayim? It's why? Because he compares it to the Kohen Gadol's the whole year. The Asisa La'arun Levan of Kacha, Kacha L'Shetzivisi Osacha. Right, the Pasuk in Tetzaveh, I think. So you should do to Aaron and his sons. So in this Pasuk, you have a comparison. You have Aaron and his sons in the same Pasuk. So we compare. Ma big day Aaron yeshbo kilayim. Just like the big day Aaron have kilayim, a number of them have kilayim. The avnet has kilayim, and some of the strings of the tzitz might have kilayim. So, right. So ma big day Aaron yeshbo kilayim. Just like the big day Aaron have kilayim. A big day banav yeshbo kilayim. So to the some of the big day Kohen Hedyot has kilayim. What is kilayim? But the Mechasayim don't have, right? So what has? So it must be the Avnate. Must be the Avnate. So that's where you compare it. That's how Rebbe knows that the Avnate of the Kohen Hedyot has Kelayim. Because it has to be like the Kohen Gadol's Ma'avil or Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, no. This pasuk is not comparing them, they have to be exactly the same, but it's ma Aaron b'roi lo bana b'roi lehem. It means just like Aaron has his appropriate begadim, so too the bana of the children have their appropriate begadim. Period. So compare it in a different way. Amar of Simon, let's just start this. Amar of Simon, k'shem shakabanos machabrin k'ach begadim machabrin. The big de kahuna are written next to the karbanos. Just like karbanos bring kapara, so too the big de kahuna bring kapara. Bekasones, umechnasayim, mitznefes, va'avnet. All four, those are the big de Kohen Hedyot. They all, by the Kohen's wearing them, kapara is achieved. Pashtus, it's through wearing them. Kapara is achieved. How is kapara achieved? Let's at least do the first one. Ksones haizam mechaperes, lov shiv kelayim. The ktones was mechaper for lov shiv kelayim. It's unclear what the connection between those two are. The ksones and the lov shiv kelayim. Ksones doesn't have kelayim. So how is it mechaper? You wear something that doesn't have kelayim. Unclear exactly how that worked. But it is tibay meimar. This is also quoted. This gemara is also quoted in the Bavli. In Zvachim, but there are differences. Is the boy Meimar al Shovchei Damim? Maybe the Ksonis is mechaper on the murderers. Kemada Damar vayitvelu asakutones badam. Right, they dipped the ketones of Yosef Atzadik in blood to fake that there was a murder, to fake that he was killed. Right, and that's how the ketones is mechaper for that. You know, let's stop there. There's a lot more coming up, but Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll finish the seventh parak and move on into the eighth.